Okay, so the Gemara and Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, continuing with the Mishnah. The Gemara now goes through, or at least the Mishnah starts to go through, the halachas that pertain to Sreifa. And what we find is that the first step is that we have to steep him in Zevel. Why do we steep the Nisraf in Zevel? So Rashi explains, because we don't want him to move around. What's going to be the problem with moving around? Because we're about to pour hot lead down his throat, and we don't want the hot lead to get all over his body. So we steep him in Zevel, up until his knees, the Mishnah says, and then what you do is you have to compel him to open up his mouth. So how do you do that? So that's a machlokas tanaim. The Tanna Kamma says that the way that you do that is basically by choking him a little bit. So you take a stiff cloth and you wrap it inside of a soft cloth, and then you wrap the claws together around his neck. You pull on the cloth so that it forces him to feel gagged and to open up his mouth. Once his mouth is open, then we can pour down the hot lead that will go into his body and burn up his insides. That's the Tanna Kamma. Reb Yudah says, but if you do it that way, where you force him to open up his mouth by choking him a little bit, well, maybe he'll die through your choking him. And if you do that, you will not have been mekayim the mitzvah of Sreifa. So Reb Yudah therefore says that instead of compelling him to open up his mouth by choking a little bit, what you do is you force open his mouth with tongs. And then once his mouth is forced open, so then you pour down the hot lead and it'll go into his body and burn him up. Okay. The last point in the Mishnah is from Elazar of Tzadok. Clearly, we seem to be under the impression that Sreifa can be accomplished by pouring hot lead down his throat. So Elazar of Tzadok says that there was a story once with a Bas Kohen who was Mazana, and the way that the Beis Din killed her was not by pouring hot lead down her throat, but was the old-fashioned way, by, you know, wrapping some twigs around her and burning her. So it seems to be now like what we are assuming in the Mishnah. So the Chum say back to Elazar of Tzadok, that's only because the Beis Din at that time was not Bakim. So what does it mean that they're not Bakim? So Rashi tells us that means that they were Tzedukim, and that means that they were interpreting the Psukim very literally, and they didn't have the Gzer Shav that we're going to introduce in the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we get this idea that Sreifa can be accomplished by burning up the insides of the Nisraf, as opposed to the old-fashioned, typical way of just burning the person by lighting them on fire. So the Gemara has two possibilities, two shitas. The first shita is that we learn it out as a gzer shava from Ades Korach, and the second position, which is the shita of Rabbi Elazar, is that we learn out a gzer shava from the Bnei Aaron. So either that we will say that we learn out a gzer shava of Sreifa, Rashi points us to the relevant psukim. The Gemara doesn't actually quote the psukim, but Rashi does, and Rashi tells us that we would learn out Sreifa from Ades Korach according to the first position, where we write over here by the Bas Kohen, it says Ba'esh Tisareif, and then by the Ades Korach it says Asher Hikrivu Hasarufim. So we learn out a Gzer Shava of Sreifa, or from Bnei Aaron, we will learn out a Gzer Shava that it says Yivku Es HaSreifa. So also over here it says Ba'esh Tisareif by Bas Kohen. So you see that the Sreifa that we're going to administer is going to be a Sreifa like either that of the Ades Korach or of Bnei Aaron. But the assumption here, of course, is that either Ades Korach or Bnei Aaron had died not by being burned alive, but by having their insides burned up while their body remained intact. So the question that the Gemara is going to entertain is, how does the Shita, who learns out the way that we do Sreifa from Misa's Beis Din, from Ades Korach, well, how does that sad understand? How do we know that the Ades Korach died that way, where the Sreifa that happened to Ades Korach happened by their insides burning up and while their bodies remain intact? And similarly for Shitas Reb Elazar, who holds that we learn out the Gzer Shava from the Bnei Aaron, because the Bnei Aaron died by having their insides burned up while their body remained intact, how does he know that the Bnei Aaron died that way. So for the Adas Korach, for the Tzad, for the first position in the Gemara that says that we learn that from Adas Korach, we basically say from the Pasuk of Esmach Tos HaChataim Ha'ela Benaf Shosam. Why is the Pasuk drawing attention to Benaf Shosam? So the first position, the Gemara learns that Benaf Shosam teaches us that their neshamos were burned up while their bodies remained intact. Now, Rav Elazar, who says that we learn out Sreifa from Bnei Aaron, clearly didn't learn out from the Adas Korach. So why should that be? Because he understood that they were actually being burned up entirely. The Adas Korach were actually being burned up entirely. And he interprets the Pasuk of Benaf Shosam just to teach us that the reason that they were burned up was for something that they did, for that they were burned up al Iskei Naf Shosam, which we align with Shitas Rav Shlakish, that what they did wrong is that they allowed themselves to be flattered to undergo this chanufa, that Korach fed them and buttered them up with food and drink. Okay, but either way, so that's the first position, is that the way that we know that Adas Korach died by means of this kind of strafa, where their insides was burned up while their outside remained intact, was from this pasuk of Ve'es Machtos Achata Im Ha'ila Benaf Shosam. But what about according to Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar learned out Sreifa from Bnei Aaron. So how does he know that the Bnei Aaron died by having their insides burned up while their guf remained intact? So the Gemara points to the pasuk of Vateitzei Eish Milfnei Hashem Vatochalosam Vayamusu Lifnei Hashem. So if they were burned up, then why does it say Vayamusu and they died? It sounds like when you say that they died, it just sounds like that their souls withered away as their body just remained intact. So we say that's what we learn it out from. We learn it from the Lashon of Vayimus and the Pasuk, that the Sreifa that they went allowed them to appear that they were that it was Ke'en Misa. It was where their body remained intact. Now clearly the first position, who learns from Adas Korach and not from the Bnei Aaron, is going to have to understand this pasuk in some other way. So the Gemara says, yeah, according to the other man, the Amar, he's going to understand that the Bnei Aaron were actually burned up entirely, that their bodies were burned up. Aye, but doesn't the pasuk say Vaimusu, which sounds like they died, which means that their body is still intact? So the Gemara says, no, what that means just is that the fire started from within their bodies but worked its way out, ultimately consuming their entire bodies. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, doesn't the pasuk also say Vatochal Osam Vayimus Lifnei Hashem? So Vatochal Osam sounds like, and it consumed, the fire consumed them, as opposed to something else. In other words, it sounds like it only consumed a portion of themselves, as opposed to their entire bodies. So it sounds like it's a raya to Shitas Rav Elazar that the Bnei Aaron died by having only their insides burned up while their guf remained intact. So the Gemara says, no, the first position where we learn, the first mandamer who learns Sreifa from Adas Korach is going to tell you that Vatochalosa means that it burned them up, it consumed them, their bodies, as opposed to their clothing, that their clothing wasn't burned up while their entire bodies were consumed. Okay, but either way, the Gemara so far has two basic makaros for how we know that Sreifa from Mises Bezdin is done by burning up the insides of the Nisraf and not by burning up the guf of the Nisraf. Either we learn out from Adas Korach, that's the first man, the Amar, that we learn out of Gzer Shava from Adas Korach, and the way that we know that Adas Korach died in this fashion is that the Pasuk writes, Ve'es Machtos Achata'im Ha'ila Benaf Shosam. It sounds like that their souls were burned up and while their bodies remained intact. The second possibility is Rabbi Lazar, who says that we learn out Sreifa from Bnei Aaron, that the Bnei Aaron died in this way, where their souls, where their insides were burned up while their bodies remained intact. Okay, now there is another place in the Torah where we find that Sreifa is done, and just the way that Sreifa is done over there is by having the body also burned up, as you burn up the entire body, and that is from Parm Hanisrafim. So the question of the Gemara is, why do we use the Bnei Aaron or the Adas Korach as the model for how we're going to do Mises Bezdin? Why don't we use Parm Hanisrafim as the model, where we burn up the Parm entirely, Michutz Hamachana? So why don't we use the Parma Nisrafim as the model for how we're going to do Sreifa? In which case, the way that we should do Sreifa is not by burning up the insides of the Nisraf, but by burning him the old-fashioned way. So the Gemara says, well, actually, no, because if we have an option to learn from Parma Nisrafim versus Bnei Aaron, Well, or Adas Korach, it makes a little bit more sense to learn out from Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron because there are four things that they have in common with the Mises Bezin. Number one is what the Gemara calls Adam, then two is Chote, three is Neshama, and four is Pigel. And the way the Rashi explains it is that, first of all, we're executing a person, so it makes sense to learn out the way that we are executing a person from something happened to people, such as Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron. As opposed to Parma Nitzrafim, which is that we're burning up the animal. The second thing is that the person who's undergoing the Sreifa is a Chote, so that makes sense to learn out from the Adas Karach or the Bnei Aaron. The third thing is that there is a Netilas Neshama over here, that the burning is done to kill the person, as opposed to Parma Nitzrafim, where the burning is done not to kill the animal, the animal's already dead. And the fourth thing is that Pigel applies to Parma Nisrafim, but Pigel does not apply to Arba Misos or to the Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron. So therefore, the Gemara thinks that it makes more sense to learn out the rules for Sreifa for Arba Misos Bezin, not from Parma Nisrafim, but from either Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, aren't there some commonalities between Parma Nisrafim and Arba Misos? For example, we know that they both fall into the category of something that's Machsher and that's Ladoros. The way that Rashi explains it is that the machsher for the Sreifa, the Bezin is doing, is a machsher. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah Samakom. And similarly for Parma Nisrafim. And also it's something that's Ladoros, right? That the Arba Mises is something that applies for future generations and isn't just locked into an event that happened in the Midbar, such as Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron. And so that would be for Parma Nisrafim as well, that was also something Ladoros. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we still have four commonalities between the Arba Mises Bezin and either Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron, while we only have two commonalities between the Arba Mises Bezin and Parma Nisrafim. Therefore, we're going to go with the Tzad that there's more commonalities, so we're going to compare the Arba Mises, the way that we do Arba Mises, with what happened to Adas Korach or with what happened to Bnei Aaron. So, now, what the Gemara does point out is that either way, if you hold, like the first mandamer in the Gemara, that we learn out from Adas Korach, we learn out straight from Adas Korach, so how are they going to understand what happened to Bnei Aaron? So, as we said before, that first mandamer is going to understand that the Bnei Aaron died not by the straight where the body is, where the inside of the body is burned up, but the kind of Sreifa where they are entirely consumed. Masha'inkin, according to Rebbe Lazar, who learns Sreifa from Bnei Aaron, so he's going to understand that Adas Korach died by having their entire bodies burned up. So either way, according to both the first Mandam in the Gemara and the second Mandam of Rebbe Lazar, we have two forms of Sreifa that happen to people in the Torah. We have either... One of them is where there's a Sreifa Mamish, where the body was burned up, and the other is where their insides was burned up. So then the question would be, well then how does Rebbe Lazar or the first Mandamer know to learn out Sreifa from the particular model in the Torah where Sreifa happened by burning up the insides of the person as opposed to Sreifa Mamish with the body burned up? So the Gemara says, oh, well, because we've got Rav Nachman Amarababar Avuaz Yisod, and that Yisod Avi Haftal Recha Kamocha, that we say Baror Lo Misa Yafa. And it seems that it's a nicer Misa to kill him by burning up his insides as opposed to burning up his physical body. So the Gemara says, well, then wait a second. We started off the whole Gemara trying to find the Makar for the kind of Sreifa that we do for Arba Mises Bezin. So why do we say then, why do we need the Gzer Shava from either Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron? Why don't you just say there's this concept of Bror Lo Misa Yafa, and the way that we're going to do Sreifa is by burning up his insides. So don't bother with the Gzer Shava. So the Gemara explains, no, because if I wouldn't have had the Gzer Shava, I wouldn't have known that this kind of Sreifa existed, that this kind of Sreifa of burning up the guy's insides instead of burning up his body the old-fashioned way, I wouldn't have known that this kind of Sreifa that we do is an acceptable kind of Sreifa, that constitutes a Sreifa. So that's why I need the Gezer Shava, to teach me that this is an acceptable kind of Sreifa. In which case, so now once I know that there are two kinds of Sreifas out there in the Torah, there is a Sreifa where you burn up the guf mamish, versus if I have a Sreifa where you burn up the insides of the person, so I would tell you, V'ahavtal Recha Kamocha, now it tells me which of the two Sreifas to give. But if I wouldn't have had the Gezer Shava, then all I would have known is that there's this one kind of Sreifa in the Torah where you burn up the actual person, or you burn up whatever it is, you burn up the physical guf. In which case, how would v'yahavta l'recha kamocha play out? That would just tell us that you should speed up the shreifa by making sure that there's a lot of fuel to make sure that the shreifa goes quickly. Okay, but either way, so what we did in this Gemara is that first of all, we discussed the mitzvah of Sreifa. We said that we have to steep him in, we have to steep the person about to be executed through Sreifa, we steep him in Zevel so that he doesn't move around, so that the hot lead that we pour down his throat doesn't end up all over his body, according to Rashi. We said that we have to compel him to open up his mouth, and that's Machlokas HaTanaim, between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you do that by choking him a little bit, or if you do it by forcing him to open up his mouth with tongues, and then we pour down the hot lead. We said that Rabbi Elazar Rutzado came along and he told us this story about the Bas Kohen who was killed by a Beis Din, where they actually burned her alive, and not just by pouring hot lead down her throat. And the Chacham responded, no, but that's because that Beis Din was a Beis Din that weren't Bekim, they were Tzedukim. The Gemara then tried to figure out what's the makar for this concept of Sreifa, that the Sreifa that we do is by burning up the insides of the person. So we said there are two possibilities. Either we learn out of Gzeir Shava from Adas Korach, that Adas Korach died by having their insides burned up, or we learn out, as Rabbi Elazar says, we learn out of Gzeir Shava from Sreifa from Bnei Aaron, that Bnei Aaron died by having their insides burned up, and we had to show in the Psukim where you see that Adas Korach died by having their insides burned up, or how we find where Bnei Aaron were killed by having their insides burned up. The Gemara wanted to know, why don't we learn out the model for a Sreifa, for Abramisa's Bezdin, from Parm HaNisrafim, instead of learning out from either Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron? We said it makes a little bit more sense to learn out from Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron because there are more commonalities between Abramisos and Adas Korach or Bnei Aaron as opposed to Parm HaNisrafim. And then the Gemara wanted to know, okay, so if you have these two options, so why don't you just burn up? How do you know to pay attention to the model in the Torah of where a person is burned up where their insides is burned up as opposed to their outsides? So the Gemara says, oh, well, we have this concept of Bror Lo Misa Yafa, which teaches us that once I have two options for Sreifa available, we have to do the nicer of the two, and the nicer of the two would be the burning up the insides of the fellow.